Joining us now is our regular sports contributor, Stephen Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Robert.
Barry Bonds' lawyer has accused the prosecutors of unethical misconduct after this indictment. This case could go on for quite a while. But what do you think, as far as baseball is concerned, is Barry Bonds' career over now?
I think probably it is. He's a free agent. San Francisco declined to re-sign him after he spent 15 seasons there. It's hard for me to imagine a team that would be willing to sign him. He turns 44 in July. He's under indictment, and we, as you just mentioned, we have no idea how this is going to play out. He's prone to injury. He already needs every fourth game off. He's a pariah among fans in many cities, and he'd be demanding a fair amount of money to come back.
Now, the indictment of Bonds dovetails with the expected release of what former Senator George Mitchell has found in his investigation of performance-enhancing drugs in the major leagues.
Yeah, and we're still waiting for that report. It's supposed to be coming out toward the end of the year. No firm date on that. But I think Senator Mitchell's report is going to address this much more broadly. We're talking about baseball's institutional behavior over the last 10 to 15 years. He's expected to name some new names, possibly including some active players. Major League Baseball, no doubt, right now is preparing possible responses to the Mitchell report. And it's what they're going to do is a mystery, really. I mean, will they suspend players? Will teams try to void contracts? Will the players' union fight this report and the possibility of suspensions? Will it end up in court also? And will this confirmation that dozens or hundreds of players broke laws and rules affect the sport where it counts in its wallet? I doubt it. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig this week announced that the sport had record revenue of more than $6 billion this year. In other words, it's grown through all of this.
Well, now on to some other matters. Before the Bonds indictment, the most surprising baseball news this week was that Alex Rodriguez will likely return to the New York Yankees, who, as I think I remember, had more or less told him not to let the door hit him back on his backside when he's going out of town.
Yeah, he loves me, he loves me not. You'll recall during the World Series, agent Scott Boras selfishly upstaged the fourth and what was the final game by announcing in the seventh inning that his client would exercise an option to get out of the final years of his contract in New York and become a free agent. He was said to be seeking $350 million over 12 years, and in all, that's more than a few baseball teams are worth. It seems A-Rod had some second thoughts about that strategy. He reportedly approached the Yankees through intermediaries without Boras, met with them without Boras, and said he would take less money to stay with the team. The New York Daily News now is reporting that the two sides have reached an agreement on a 10-year deal at the discounted rate of $275 million, plus more money as he chases Bonds' career home run record, only in New York, quite literally.
Very briefly, a shout out to the city of Boston, Massachusetts.
Not only Do we have to?
Yeah, I'm sorry, we have to. The Red Sox won the World Series. The New England Patriots are the best football team anyone can remember, and some other successes in New England now.
Yeah, the Celtics, the basketball team, is undefeated. They host Miami tonight. This is a total turnaround for this franchise. They added Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen in the offseason. Then on Sunday at noon here in Washington, the New England Revolution of Major League Soccer will play for the championship of that league against the Houston Dynamo. Then on Sunday night, the Patriots resume their quest for a perfect season against Buffalo.
Hear, hear. Have a good weekend, Stephen.
You too, Robert.
Stephen Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who speaks with us most Fridays about sports and the business of sports.